This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. You've heard of the idea of a digital wallet, yes? A place, usually your phone, where you can keep credit cards and debit cards and gift cards, tickets, that kind of stuff. Till now, though, there has been something missing from that list, a truly digital ID card. We are, however, a step closer today. Apple has announced its devotees in Arizona can now store their driver's licenses on their phones. More states coming soon. The company does say that people ought to carry their physical IDs for now. The only airport that accepts the digital version at the moment is Phoenix. But as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, this has a whole lot of implications for how we prove our identities and spend our money.
I recently downgraded my wallet from an unwieldy George Costanza situation to a sleek card case because I can do a lot with my phone. Pay for groceries, take the New York City subway, show proof of COVID vaccination. Only thing missing is my ID.
The day is almost here when practically every transaction can all be managed through your smartphone.
Ishwar Prasad is the author of The Future of Money. He says true digital wallet adoption is just a few years away.
Apple wants to make sure that it plays a central role between consumers, businesses, and the government.
Consumers, businesses, and the government. Akif Khan, an analyst at Gartner, says they have a stake in digital IDs too.
Imagine you're buying alcohol online. Online gambling is another one. You don't need to prove your identity necessarily, but you need to prove your age.
He says this is where digital wallets are headed. In Sweden, the Bank ID app is a popular way for people to pay for stuff and sign loan documents and tax returns. But it'll take some coordination in the U.S. There are 50 states, each with its own ID laws, and many tech companies are developing these features, which could make adoption clunky for businesses.
You're potentially going to have to be accepting 5, 10, 15, 20 different digital identity wallets in order to not exclude any customers.
Those customers need persuading, too. Americans have been slower to adopt mobile wallets than people in many other parts of the world. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.